There was some discussion, or at least the idea was floated at some point, and I'm not entirely sure where I saw this idea of sort of a you know, a rail system sometime somewhere between northern Newcastle County down to Middletown, or maybe even to Dover. I mean, somewhere, you know, around there. When I first read it, it, you know, it didn't strike me as the kind of thing that might pass a lot of feasibility smell tests, but and I haven't heard much about it since, but I'm wondering if, you know, that's something that you've thought about, or something that, you know, might be useful for the county.
Really, it's one of, for no better choice of words, it's one of those spitball kind of issues that I have kind of kicked around. Mm-hmm. Have I done any kind of formal studies or made an effort to really, mm-hmm. you know, delve into it too much? No, I haven't. Okay. But what I am aware of, I know that there are discussions as far as expanding the rail lines that lead down to the expansion in Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. From
that
Philadelphia?
Will go from Claymont.
Okay.
Well, I don't think they get, well...
So I know the Philadelphia SEPTA lines go down into Newark, so
right.
They're talking about expanding that down into right. Cecil County and Harford counties. So.
Right. And actually, I live in the Stanton area, and I have a PhD that lives across the street from me who used to work for DuPont, got caught up in one of the reductions in there. I believe he has a job up at the University of Pennsylvania, or one of the universities up in the city of Philadelphia. He pulls around to the little train station on the backside of Delaware Park there, right across from the hospital, and hops on and goes up. Mm-hmm. There was a discussion among some of the civic people, I guess it dates back 3 or 4 years now, and it was kind of spitballing, trying to figure out, you know, what might you do if you had the money or you could find the support for it. I really thought about it, and I thought if you had some kind of teed system in that you started a leg up around the Hokesson, Lantana Square area, came down through the Pike Creek Shopping Center, down, there's an actual way where you could lead, like a monorail system, down, go across Kirkwood Highway, through Delaware Park, by coming down the east side of the property of St. Mark's High School, and go down, go across, go down past Christiana, go all the way down to, say, 40, down around Fox Run.
Right.
Down around that area. And then, if necessary, extend it further. And then put a light rail system that kind of starts in Newark and goes up into the city of Wilmington, and then maybe up the Concord Pike Corridor, mm-hmm. so that you could actually utilize a rail system, mm-hmm. a monorail system, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. local transport.
Right.
Transportation network.
Mm-hmm.
But everything I've heard from any city that's ever tried to do it, I think Seattle is one that's tried to do it, there's been a couple others, it has been a miserable expense that had limited returns for years. Mm-hmm. I think the opportunity for better return seems to be getting greater over time, but I don't know if the math still works.
Right.
Quite difficult, but clearly it'd be something I'd love to see if the federal government was still inclined to spend stimulus money, which it doesn't look like they're going to be spending much more.
Right. Right.
That'd be one thing I'd love to see them make an investment into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.